Series coming in period number two. Shane Hanna gets another early second period goal on the power play.
Huskies will control down low. Carroll now with control. Settles down the puck back to the point for Hanna. Right side corner for Pietola. Huskies trying to take a lead here on the power play. Hanna over to the Patan. Back for Hanna. One-timer scores! How about that? Shane Hanna, his second career goal. Second of the weekend. And that one had eyes right through everybody to the back of the net. And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead on a power play goal. Just 26 seconds into the second period.
Shane Hanna from Alex Patan. Those guys on the score sheet a lot that weekend. Good goal by the Huskies.
Well, real good goal. What happened there is they took a penalty late in the first period. So we had a chance to go in the locker room, talk a little bit about what we wanted to try and do. And obviously it worked. But we controlled the puck very well in the power play, I thought, all weekend. And on this one, actually, Tanner Carroll ended up getting an assist on it too. But we moved the puck around the perimeter, got them to move around a little bit. And the one thing that really set up Shane's goal, Hannah's goal, is that he wasn't stationary. He actually changed his shooting lane, and they got caught on that a little bit. Their penalty killer did not get in that shooting lane. And like I said, Shane did a real nice job by moving on the offensive blue line to give himself an open lane to shoot the puck. And that was a great shot. I mean, that went off the post, far post and in. So not much chance for the goaltender to stop that. And obviously a big goal for us. And anytime you score, like I said, it gives you momentum, puts the other team on the heels a little bit.
It's just incredible how the game of hockey is, where Shane Hanna has taken that shot seemingly hundreds of times prior to the weekend, and he does it twice and gets two goals for first two goals of the season.
Well, that happens. That happens. You know, sometimes they just don't go in for you, Dirk. You know, we've got some players who are struggling, scoring. And Shane had been, too. He's had lots of grade-A opportunities. And then once they start going in, look out. So you get that confidence. And you can't give that to somebody. And that's one of the hardest things, where we always talk about preaching offense. Like, you know, I don't have this magic wand where I can just tap one of our players on the shoulder and say, right, oh, you are going to start scoring goals now. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. I wish it would. And I could. I'm not that good, Derek. But anyway, now Shane's getting that confidence. And look out, because he's a very good offensive player. He reads the play well. He jumps into holes well. Shoots the puck. He takes some chances and creates some opportunities. So I think with this, we're going to have to maybe get the reins out a little bit on him, because I know he's going to be really jumping now. But good for him and good for our team. Is a big goal. And we played very well in the second period, I thought, in both places, both in Anchorage and Fairbanks. But it's important to get off to another good start and obviously get the lead.
So we're up 1-0, and then it looks like everything is going bad for us. We've got a penalty where Tanner Carroll has to go off the ice for 2 minutes, and then a boarding call against Blake Pietola sends him off the ice. So it's 4-on-3 for a while, and Pietola's gone for the game. It's just like, what's going to happen now?
It was tough because Tanner did a real nice job. We were playing four. We had the power play. We had a power play for a little bit.
12 seconds,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
But Tanner was just back checking on one of the Fairbanks players, and he just basically lifted a stick up. Like, it's not a hook or anything. I mean, you can do that. And sure enough, the referee evens it up. And then, like you said, shortly thereafter, Blake, we're playing 4-on-4, and he hits a guy. And from my vantage point, it was from the side. You know, he actually knew what was going on and didn't hit him from behind. He actually turn his body and position himself, but it was a forceful hit. When Blake wants to hit you, Pietola, he can hit you, and he's a strong kid, and he got all of this guy, but I thought it was a very clean hit. If anything, maybe you give him a boarding penalty
because it's
so hard.
They called it boarding, but they gave him a 5-minute major.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. And, of course, I was pretty upset, as you probably could see.
Yes.
But prior to that, they had run Phoenix right to the back of the net. And no one had touched their – no call on it.
Right.
The referees are – and that's where it gets me a little bit, is just the inconsistency. The goaltender is probably the one guy in the game who has – you have to protect. That's in the rules, and he can't protect himself. He's worried about stopping the puck. He's not worried about some guy barreling into him. And I was really upset at just the whole sequence of penalties there and how they were called. And obviously, I think – and here's the thing I don't like, Dirk, is Blake hits him. And the kid, the player stays down.
Mm-hmm.
And three other people run off their bench. over to get, not one trainer, yeah, three people run off of their bench. So now you have a whole production. I tell our players, if you're hurt, you can stay down. I mean, you got to stay down. Stay down until you get help out there. But if you aren't, you better get up and you better get over to the bench or get back into the play.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the way the game is, and, you know, there's a lot of that sort of subtle hitting from behind, and I don't like to see that when a player lays down on the ice. And that player was back within a minute on the power play, and that ticks me off. Yeah. And it really makes the referees look bad. It puts the referees in a tough situation, and I don't like that. I mean, especially when a player gets tossed. We don't play enough games as it is, and when you're tossing players out for this, and I know they're concerned, and I am too, about guys getting hit from behind. I'm all for that, but I just did not like that whole situation, and that's, I think, where I got so upset, because he's right back out there after putting on a production. If you're hurt, I understand it. Yeah. And I always say a little prayer before the game that I don't want anybody seriously hurt in the game, because, you know, it's a rough game and there's a lot of hitting on, and I just thought that whole sequence was bad. But having said that, I give our teams I can't praise them enough for the composure and how they handled the situation and what took place after that.
All right, so
I'm done. There,
okay,
I'm done.
Good. Tanner Carroll gets the second goal of the game for the Huskies as he's coming out of the penalty box.
5-on-3 now for UAF. They work it down to the left side. Kunick looking to shoot, fakes it, brings it to the front of the net. Back there, here's a steal by the Huskies. Coming out is Carroll. Out of the box, he's on a breakaway. Shoots, scores! Tanner Carroll out of the penalty box. A short-handed goal for the Huskies, and they lead it 2-0.
Tanner Carroll opened up the legs of the goaltender and was able to put it right in there and give the Huskies a 2-0 lead.
Well, big goal, huge goal, and just the awareness by Tanner, and then, you know, the speed. And there's where his speed really kicked in. I don't know how many of our players would have been able to get on that breakaway because their guy had some momentum already, and Tanner just stepped out of the penalty box, and the puck was right there. So he had to corral the puck and then get on his high horse and get to the net, and he made no mistake. And good for Tanner, but I want to commend our penalty killers. I mean, we had about 4.5 minutes there where we had to kill off a penalty. And I, the way I looked at it, uncharted and watched it, they didn't get one grade A scoring chance on that. And that either the 5-on-3 and then the extended 5-on-4. And that was, you know, obviously a big goal, huge goal. And that really, I thought, took a lot of starch out of their sails. And good for Tanner. But the other player that really made a good play on that, CJ.
He added an assist on that.
He got an assist on that, and you know, he baited the guy in to make it look like the point guy was open, and he just perfect timing, got his stick in what we call the stick lane and deflected the puck out to center ice where Tanner could pick it up and walk in on the breakaway. Mm-hmm. So huge goal, big penalty kill for us, and I felt pretty good about our team and their penalty killers at that point.
That turned out to be the game winner. I know we're running out of time here, so Cody Kunick gets a goal at the 3:03 mark of the third period to make it a one-goal game for the rest of the third, but the Huskies hang on, and we really didn't give them much, Coach, once they started pulling their goaltender.
Now, they had one grade A chance, and Phoenix was in real good position. It wasn't a great scoring opportunity, but Phoenix made the save he had to. And how about him? Comes back to Alaska. He's been from North Pole, Alaska. Comes home. Phoenix has two outstanding games. And I will say this, the crowd did give him a real nice ovation.
Here's the big save by Compton.
40 seconds left to go in the third period. Huskies up by one. Shot towards the goal. Rebound is right there.
That was one of many for Phoenix Copley. All right, Coach, we've got a lot of questions. We're running out of time here.
We've got to extend the show, Derek.
I think we might have to. Let's get to get to your questions right after this. More on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Hey, hockey fans, Bucko's Party Store has all your party supplies and snacks to keep you going all winter long during your hockey marathons. Whether you're going to your local rink to watch your favorite junior hockey team, high school, and, of course, the Michigan Tech Huskies, make it a point to stop at Bucko's Party Store. Check out their everyday low prices and their monthly specials, including old-school bakery products. All sales do not include taxes and deposits.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people